Lord, I pray now for your word. Lord, just use it as a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. And thank you, Lord, for, Lord, you are truth. And we search the scriptures, Lord, to find you. And thank you that you reveal yourself there. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. And I spent some time this morning in Romans chapter 10, just the Lord reminded me of stuff. And I turn it on different music stations, but today I was listening to IHOP, International House of Prayer, not the Pancake Place, but this really, they have great worship, and they have archives you can go to and just listen. And I listened to one of Misty Edwards. I like going to the devotion one, and you can go to the Worship with Word or Intercession or just devotion, and she was just singing, and I really wasn't paying attention to the lyrics, and then I started, it's like the Lord wanted me to tune into what she was saying, and one of them was, if you don't quit, you'll win, and don't give up, and don't give in, but if you don't quit, you'll win. So we know the warfare is always to make us to give up, right, to make us quit, and part of her one of her songs was about being in the waiting room, you know, and just the agony that can come forth while you're in God's waiting room, while you're waiting on Him to move or to do or speak or something, and you're kind of there, you know, kind of in that place where the Lord is just He's not letting you in on everything, and He's just letting you're just waiting for your number, you know, to be called back. But it's a good place, which you're saying. You just don't. He's just not going to show you everything, and so you just have to. In that waiting room time is actually where you grow, is in the waiting room, the waiting on God. So if you go back there to IHOP, and go to the devotion and the very first, you'll see Misty Edwards. I can't remember the date, but I think it was Saturday or Sunday. Just go back and just listen to that. It's really good. All these, but anyway. Goes along with that, I have to say, out of what the Lord was just sharing with me out of Romans chapter 10. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses writes that a man who practices the righteousness which is based on the law shall live by that righteousness. But there's a righteousness based on faith which speaks as follows. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what it does say is the word is near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching. And he takes that from an Old Testament in Deuteronomy chapter 32, when Moses is saying, hey, what the Lord requires of you here is near you. It's not like you have to go up to heaven to get it, or you have to go to Sheol to get it. It's right there. It's in you and with you. And that's just the context of Paul in this little passage here. And I love this. The word is near you, and it's in your mouth, and it's in your heart. The word of faith which we are preaching. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. With the heart, man believes, resulting in righteousness. In the mouth, he confesses, resulting in salvation. And the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be disappointed. And I always read that through the years, as that's just, and use the scripture actually to lead people to Christ. And that's kind of what it's talking about, but not really. That's what he's talking about. He's really talking about the word of faith, a rhema word, which we know is a spoken word from the Lord, right? A spoken word from God to you is a rhema word, okay? But there's a couple of things here, and I just always love going to see how it's originally written, because it just makes it so much richer. That if we confess with our mouth, and actually the way it's written is that if you confess the saying, that if you confess the saying with your mouth, and the confess is to speak to a conclusion. To be in full agreement and to align yourself with. So to confess means when I'm confessing with my mouth, and actually it kind of leaves it out of here, it actually says you're confessing the rhema word that has been spoken to you. that you're coming into alignment with it and you're coming into agreement with this rhema word that God is speaking, okay? So it's a real personal word. But this is written to believers, not to unbeliever, right? That if we are coming into alignment, coming into agreement with that word, it is a very important thing that we are confessing that word, okay? Because as we confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. And that part of the scripture where it says that we believe that God raised him from the dead, actually what it's not really talking about Jesus particularly here. It's talking about God who brings you out of the, like, arouses you out of a dead place. Okay? That's rhema word that God has given you. As you confess it, God brings you out, awakens you, and arouses you from a dead place that you're in. So confessing is so important, right? We don't go around confessing, and that's where the Word of Faith movement, there's a lot of truth in that, but where they kind of got off the rails, I believe, is where you're just... your faith is in that word, like you can go anywhere in Scripture and grab a promise and it's automatically yours, right? I mean, there are some things that God says that's really true, but you can also get yourself in a lot of trouble, right? That if God can take a word from the word to you, then that word becomes a word from the word Jesus to you, right? But it's just so important that though that we don't stumble in that. This actually was birthed out of a conversation I had early this morning with a brother who came and was just asking me how I was doing, you know, with my situation, and just kind of saying, "Well, you think there's something wrong that you're doing, right?" What he was saying was, "Do you think is there something wrong by the way you're handling this, or maybe you're not saying it right," is actually what he was trying to tell me. "Are you sure you're saying everything right and confessing it? Are you going against it this way? Are you going after it?" You know, it was just, which throws a lot of confusion in there, right? So I had to let the Lord, this is where I came up with this today, where the Lord just said, "Open here, I want to speak something to you." And well-meaning person, just don't listen to what they said. Because what they said is not true. Because how did it make you feel? All of a sudden now, I'm with the Word of Faith thing, trying to confess all this stuff, and I'm thinking, man, I just hadn't been confessing something right. Or, you know, it's just a pit that you fall into, right? God simplifies it in this passage here. He simplifies by two things. The confession, agreeing with, coming into alignment with, and believing, right? Abraham, it says, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, right? In Romans chapter 4, he believed God. In other words, it said he believed that what God promised, God would perform. And at that point in time, it was reckoned as righteousness to Abraham. So we confess, we come into alignment with that word, and then we believe it. We live like it's so. And then what happens is, then he says, I love this part too. Whoever believes in him will not be disappointed. And that word disappointed literally means put to shame. That whoever believes in him, is believing in him, you won't be put to shame. You know, you won't be found standing there feeling ashamed because you haven't been doing something right or saying something right, right? God's not into that. And even before that, you know, in the law, that if you obey the law, you had to obey every. If you stumbled in one, you stumbled in them all, right, Johnny? You see what I'm saying? And so this is such a timely word for me, and I hope it is for you, to simplify things. Because Paul said, I'm afraid lest as the serpent tempted Eve, your mind should be led astray from the simplicity and purity of being in Christ. How simple that is. And the Lord even simplifies it even further, like two things, Craig. Confess only what I've said to you. right? That's the only thing I can confess is, God, what have you said here? Okay, you've told me over and over again, look through some things, every word he's spoken of me. Okay, Lord, I'm going to come into agreement with that. And then the second real hard thing is just believe. Believe it. Right? And it'll be reckoned to you, in other words, in the eyes of God, that's righteousness. And that's well-pleasing to him. And if you do those two things, you will not be found in a place where you're standing there feeling ashamed because you haven't done it, you haven't prayed it right, or you haven't battled right, or you hadn't done all that, right? That's just part of the battle too, that confusion, right? Confusion's a tool of the enemy that he uses, you know. And I like when the Lord will usually give me words about him crushing Babylon, which Babylon means confusion. So I just pray for us today. Lord, let me pray for y'all real quick. Lord, I just feel this is a timely word, Lord, for me and for a lot of people here. Lord, because there's just that thing from the enemy of wanting us to give up. Wanting us to throw in the towel. But Lord, your word tells us that we're going to win. And if we don't quit, we'll win. So I pray today, Lord, you recall to our minds, my brothers and sisters here in Christ, Lord, just the things that you've spoken about their situations. Because, Lord, as we confess and we come into alignment with that, and we believe it, then, Lord, you tell us then we'll be saved, that we will be saved and being continually being saved out of our situations. Lord, you're awesome. You're good. So, Lord, we just bind all unbelief. Send it back to the pit of hell where it came from. And may we be found as those speaking to each other, that we speak life and light and encouragement. Lord, as we come to the table and we partake of your body and blood today, Lord, may we abide in you more deeply than ever before. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.